The Time Warp.
Samantha Smith is an 11-year-old schoolgirl and peace activist from Manchester, Maine. She became famous during the Cold War in 1982 when she wrote a letter to the Soviet Union's General Secretary Yuri Andropov. She received a personal reply and an invitation to visit the USSR. She accepted, and Samantha Smith catches her flight to the Soviet Union this month, receiving extensive media attention in both countries as a goodwill ambassador. It's the Time Warp, July of 83.
You can't.
slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried silent tears full of pride in a world made of steel.
I'm Artemis Good. It's July of 83 as a woman in Roanoke, Virginia gives birth to a baby 84 days after she suffered brain death. This is The Time Warp with the music of America.
What could have happened? Am I just dreaming? I was as wrong as I could be to let you get away from me. I'll regret that move for as long as I'm living. But now that I've come to see the light, all I wanna do is make things right. So just say the word and tell me that I'm forgiven. You and me, we're gonna be better than we were before. Loved you then, but now I intend to open up and love you even more. This time you can be sure I'm never gonna let you go.
Looking back now, it seems so clear. I had it all when you were here. Oh, you gave it all, and I took it for granted.
But if there's some feeling left in you, some flicker of love that still shines through, let's talk it out. Let's talk about second chances.
Wait and see. It's gonna be sweeter than it was before. I gave some then, but now I intend to dedicate myself to giving more. This time you can be sure
I'm never gonna let you go. I'm gonna hold you in my arms forever.
Gonna try and make up for.
First three-dimensional reconstruction of a human head in a CAT scan is published. It's part of the miracles of modern science on the Time Warp in July of 1983.
a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all our boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, or for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. Sister should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the pally, sister stood and cried. The day they knocked down the party, part of my childhood died, just died. Park where the pally used to stand. My sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could, but if I asked her, I wonder if she would. Come dancing, come on sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing, it's only natural.
The music and memories of July of '83 as Artie's Time Warp continues.